Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
We begin with a story in Southwest Kansas. Three men charged on Friday with conspiring to use a weapon of mass destruction after federal law enforcement say they thwarted a plan described in wiretapped calls to detonate a bomb near an apartment complex where nearly 100 Muslim Somali immigrants lived and worshipped. The men referred to themselves as part of an anti-Muslim militia, the Crusaders. They called for a bloodbath against Muslims to take place the day after the presidential election in order to wake people up. In a separate case, a woman threatened to bomb a mosque in Dearborn, Michigan on Friday, and there were reports of anti-Muslim graffiti appearing on a mosque in Bayonne, New Jersey. We wanted to know, how does a longtime member of the Muslim American community evaluate whether this sort of thing is a trend or just a fringe? Kansas Board Chair of the Council for American Islamic Relations, Musa El-Bayoumi, joins me from Lawrence, Kansas. Musa, welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
How alarmed were you by the reports over the weekend?
The reports of this incident and the arrest of the three people that allegedly were planning to do this act of violence was really concerning to us. It was very, very concerning. This incident represented an unprecedented escalation of violence in our area. We have heard about things like this, about spraying graffiti on Islamic centers or throwing something through the windows or even firebombing some mosques and some Muslim properties. But none of this has happened in our area before. And that escalation of level of hatred, the intent to do harm, is definitely concerning to us.
The fact that these men were charged on Friday with a serious charge is an indication that authorities are taking this seriously.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we're very grateful. We're very glad that law enforcement was on top of it and were able to thwart this plan before it even came to the point where put anybody's life in danger or property in danger. And we're grateful for that. But the undercurrent that represents is what's concerning to us.
When you say there's an undercurrent, what are you talking about and what is stirring that undercurrent as you see it?
What I refer to as an undercurrent of anti-Muslim sentiment and sometimes leading to hate and acts of violence. We have been observing that over a number of years, but it has been increasingly loud. And our statistics and our reports show, for example, in the last 3 months of 2015, the number of acts of violence against Muslims and discrimination against Muslims and people perceived to be Muslims, because some of them were not Muslims, just someone was killed because they were thought to be a Muslim Arab from the Middle East when they turned out to be not. This has been increasing, and the number of those incidents in the last 3 months of 2015, for example, exceeded the total that happened in the previous 2 years. And 2016, so far, is on track to be the highest year ever in acts of hate and violence and discrimination against Muslims and those perceived to be Muslims.
Would you attribute that to the threat of terrorism itself and attacks like San Bernardino, or would you attribute this to the rhetoric coming from the political campaign, particularly Donald Trump?
It's definitely a combination of things. What we are seeing, for example, this sharp increase at the last quarter, the last 3 months of 2015, was definitely somehow incorrectly caused by the reaction or the overreaction or the backlash to what was perceived as the danger that Muslims represent because of the terrorist activities, terrorist events that took place outside the U.S. and the U.S. in Paris and San Bernardino and so forth. That definitely was tied to the increase in the last 3 months of 2015. In the meantime, the rhetoric that we have seen in the election campaign, both from on the national level and sometimes on the local level, where some candidates sort of tap into this undercurrent of misunderstanding and hate and try to harvest that into votes for themselves by adopting a rhetoric of hate and discrimination and incitement, if you would, against Muslims and those perceived to Muslims. I can't say that the election is causing it, but it's definitely adding to it.
Do you think democracy and religious tolerance in the United States is strong enough to keep your community safe, or do you think that Donald Trump And this 2016 campaign has given a green light to something that could become a movement.
Well, absolutely think that at the end, our values that this country was built on will prevail. And I say this in every occasion I get and whenever I speak, that anyone that looks at the history of our country, we have seen throughout the ages phases where there is discrimination, there is hate subjected to a particular group of people, whether it was Catholics at some point, or Jews, or Latinos, or Italians, or Polish people, or whoever. There was always some group that everyone tends to blame for every ill that conflicted our society, but somehow we always find a way to overcome it and always find a way to come back to the values that this country and this society was built on. And I have no doubt that this will happen again. We have a saying in our organization that we say this hate against or this Islamophobia against Muslims today is the same old hate, just has a new target.
He's the chair of the Kansas chapter of the Council for American Islamic Relations. Kansas board chair Musa El-Bayoumi spoke to us from Lawrence, Kansas. Musa El-Bayoumi, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Glad to be here.